Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
For 1-3 Clemson, Carolina is the perfect next opponent. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Let's imagine what is going on in the football programs of the teams that will meet in Chapel Hill on October 4th. The Tar Heels are trying earnestly to improve from their unimpressive 2-2 start. Clemson has lost twice on the last possession of each game and then was thoroughly outplayed at home by surprising Syracuse. Even though their legacies are far apart in football, their brands are two of the biggest in the ACC, so Clemson's goal is to turn its season around at the expense of the host team. Dabo Swinney has taken the lead for career victories at his school and the ACC, but his fan base has been split over how the head coach approached the transfer portal and NIL in the last few years. He has built his program on developing some of the best recruiting classes in the country with a culture of winning with those players and not jumping to fill holes in his roster through the portal. Swinney also was late in getting started with NIL, which Carolina was as well. So what has happened at Clemson after reaching the college football playoff 5 times and winning 2 national championships, along with 7 ACC titles in 9 years and regular 10-win seasons? It is not noticeable to the casual college football fan since Clemson won another ACC crown in 2024, but the natives are restless in Death Valley with wild speculation about who might replace Dabo if he were to leave. We're not going to win the national championship, Sweeney allowed, but we can still have a great season and enjoy the journey. And the Tigers are practicing hard and tinkering with a lineup that doesn't have the same star quality at wide receiver and running back. But it wouldn't be surprising if their game plan was to turn Carolina blue into red meat. While Clemson will be a solid favorite to win the noon kickoff in Keenan Stadium, just winning won't be enough to jumpstart the rest of its season. Sweeney is bullish in defense of Cade Klubnik, the best quarterback he has had since Trevor Lawrence, who got his start in the 2022 ACC Championship win over UNC. Whatever level of talent the Tigers have, it is far better than what Bill Belichick can put on the field in his first year of coaching at Carolina. And they don't just know they are better, they want to make the statement like TCU and UCF did in 2 blowouts of the Heels. Sweeney thinks their alumni and fans don't have as much appreciation to match their expectations, and there is no better way to even that equation than by getting ready to play and plan to crush an inferior opponent that has a big brand and surefire Hall of Fame coach. Unfortunately, the timing is perfect. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.